of order. So, you want to do the roll call, Kathy?
Sure. Present virtually is Phil Sabo, Kathy Sabo, Dave Edginton, and Hema Da Silva. In person is Cindy Biancamano. You got to help me out.
Lisa.
Lisa Hover.
Lori Dwork.
Lori Dwork.
Lynn Christie.
Lynn Christie.
Hi, Kathy.
All right. The gang's all here.
Yeah. do we want to make a motion to waive the reading of the minutes of the January 9th meeting and accept them?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
I just want to say one thing, Kathy.
Yep.
The title of the minutes is January 2022.
Okay.
That's it. All I have to say.
Thanks for catching that, Lori.
No problemo. Wasn't used to the change.
But weren't they in January? Wait a minute. What's the month
it
of the
It says January
2022. Oh, 2022. February 2023.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Oh, well, I was trying to find it when you sent it out. I'm like, what? All good.
Okay, so we had a motion and a second. So all in favor, just say aye. Or
aye.
No opposed? Anybody opposed?
No.
Okay. Motion carries. We don't have any public on, do we, Kath? No.
Nope.
President's report. I don't know. There was a little bit of correspondence from one of our members about a painted lawn that somebody painted their lawn, and they're concerned with the chemicals going into the lake. They wanted us to deal with it. I asked the person to just deal with it herself, but they painted the lawn. She didn't want to do that. So, I don't know if anybody has any feelings on that. We don't tend to get involved. It's the same thing as people putting fertilizer on their lawns.
Right.
You know, we don't tend to get involved with that, and that's my thought, but, you know.
Why would somebody paint their lawn?
Well, it's my old house. Just drive by and look and don't ask.
Oh, my God. Never mind.
I agree.
And not
I'm sorry, Kathy.
No, I agree. We shouldn't get involved. Let them.
Okay. I agree.
Okay. That's what I thought. And the only other thing is the email blast. I want to get that out this week, so yes, hopefully we can everybody can has brought theirs tonight, or we can discuss it. I think that's all I have. In my email blast, obviously I'm going to ask for somebody for arts and crafts, newsletter person. Have we decided not to pursue another board member till August? I mean, nobody's jumping out at us.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, we all are handling it very nicely. So that's all I have as president's report. Any questions?
Anything on the Byron?
Yeah, well, I was going to bring that up. Where it comes to old business, but I can tell you now if you want.
Whatever.
So I called Bon Giovanni 2 weeks ago, and he said, oh, darn. For some reason, he can only call Charlie Dutch on Mondays. I guess he must only work on Mondays. And Bon Giovanni always forgets. So he said, I put a note on my phone right here, and I'll call this Monday, which is today. And I meant to call Bon Giovanni today to remind him, and I forgot too. So I will check with him again. You know, I told him it's really important that we get this moving and we have a board meeting and that everybody's, you know, breathing down my neck. And he's very nice and says that he'll do it. So I'll check with him tomorrow again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anything on Mr. Bader?
Oh, Mr. Bader? Is that what you asked?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Lynn and myself met with Ed maybe 3 weeks ago, and he here and went over everything, and he handed over what he needed to hand over, and you know, explained things to Lynn, and was pretty non-eventful. It was very non-eventful, and I don't know if Lynn wants to say anything about it, but
the transition is made, and I've got a treasurer's report for this evening, and we're just going to move forward.
Tax collector.
Good deal.
Why? I think there is no shared drive.
Didn't he
you mean his hard drive?
Did he have a drive?
Well, according to him, no.
Yeah. And the information we needed were in the
what about what we call rape books?
Yes. So he handed over how many years of rape books? This is what they look
I
like.
I have, that's what they look like. That's a rape book.
How could you tell?
From 2014 to our current. Okay. And he also handed over the boxes of envelopes that were batched up. So, when we get to tax collectors, I'll talk a little bit about what we've got and mm-hmm. what I'm doing.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Cindy, did you get these back from him?
No.
No.
Cindy doesn't have them.
I think he gave them to us already.
He said he did. And
yes, he did. He gave them to us. I think, Dave, you were at the meeting. He was giving us a hard time about giving him. He wanted to give him to Cindy, and I said, no, I'm going to give him to Cindy, and then I gave him to you, Cindy.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yes, he turned them all in.
All right, great.
He did say he gave them to me. I guess I just don't remember. So. Okay. Any other questions for me?
No.
Okay. So we'll move on to the tax collector portion mm-hmm. with Lynn.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Lynn.
So for our current year, we have collected $210,646.66. We are outstanding $661.60. So it's really just one homeowner, and that is with interest. That's already been turned over to Adam for collection because this is an amount that this person has had a number of letters sent to them. I don't know if you're interested in the address, but
no.
If you are, let me know. Okay. So we're actually in really good shape. There are no outstanding liens, well, except for the one that's going to be coming up because I will be filing a lien on this property. We talked about the records. The records are manual, so it's ledgers for these tax rate books and a corresponding box full of envelopes. He didn't do it consistently, so for example, in this current year, he wrote down the amounts that were collected in the interest in the actual rate book. The year prior to that, he would make checks that he had received something. You have to go back into the boxes of envelopes to figure it out. So here's the bottom line. Quality Data System is the electronic system we're paying for. That is the system, by the way, that almost every other tax collector in the state of Connecticut uses. So I have already put in this current year or this expiring year is in Quality Data Systems already. They'll be able to run an end of year tax book for us. And then I've talked to them about the prior years, and I am in the process of putting together an Excel spreadsheet. They will just upload it. So then from that point on, we can run reports out of the system all the way back to 2014. As I finish these years, I'll take the rate book with that box of envelopes, we'll put them back in the pavilion in our records cabinet, and I think that we're going to be in a better place moving on.
Nice.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. Lynn's done a lot of work in a short period. I can tell you that.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. She's very diligent. I just have to feed her wine, and she's good.
That's true.
Does anybody have any questions for her?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for your hard work.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Happy to do it. So we'll move on to the treasurer report. Ms. Hober, can you see it?
Yeah, that's a tough act to follow. So. I get to tell you that our bills are current. I try to pay off everything up through that I got in the mail through yesterday because Liberty's doing something funky with they're changing their banking system if you're a Liberty.
Electronic.
Yeah, digital. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I tried to get everything done for this week. I don't think I want to try and do anything online, but we're good. Lynn and I have talked about trying to figure out how to get to that third Medico cabinet. I was going to send an email to Lee. I don't have high hopes, but if he has any, I don't know when those cabinets went in, those medical cabinets, but we were missing keys to that last cabinet. So I can either contact, go through the records in the treasurer's report, the treasurer's information, to find out if we have an account with a locksmith, because usually Medico is not a direct, access. Usually you go through a distributor, which is a locksmith. So if I could find that locksmith, we could probably find a spare key, because they were all serialized. And each key has this little fob on it that gives you the reorder key information. So, but we don't have that fob. Mm. So, but aside from that, there's nothing.
You know, worst case scenario, if you can't get a key for that cabinet, we can drill the lockout.
Well, then you affect the fire rating. I have to call Medico to find out.
I don't think it's going to affect the fire rating. Instead of using the key, you'll have to have a hasp and a padlock on the top door.
Right.
That's the difference.
But when you drill into the... I used to work for a locksmith, and that we always advise, do not use keys. You will affect your fire rating. And once you drill into a safe, it is no longer at the fire rating that you bought it at. And I think that we might have some insurance requirements that require us to have that fire rating.
Right.
That's only if you can't get a key. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't think we do have any insurance regulations. Any questions for Lisa?
Have one on the, because I've been just working on the events and stuff like that, just to make sure that what I'm reading on the report is accurate, that there's $6,869 left in the events budget for 2022-23.
No, it says $43,69.83.
That's after she projects that. Right?
No. This is last year's. This is after she projects.
Yeah, correct.
Up to January 30th. Yeah, but she's saying 6/23/23. This coming June. So at the, she's starting with this number right here is what she's looking at.
Right. Oh, and then subtracting that.
So if you got that number from the actual the budget?
I did.
No, she got it from, that was my question for you, too.
Oh.
How do we be sure that that's accurate before we go and spend that? Like, where did those numbers come from? Is that your question?
I just want to make sure it's accurate. I find it, when I saw the figure, I was kind of like, wow, like, we didn't spend hardly any money for events last year. So
I'll explode it.
So I just wanted to make sure that that was true, you know?
It seems like it would be unlikely, and I, you know, everyone doesn't seem to think that there was that much left over either, and she was actively involved in it, so that's all I wanted to make sure.
Let me dive into that, then, that number.
Okay, that would be great.
I did buy games for, a huge Connect 4 game. I bought some other stuff.
So I can tell you.
That was probably 1,000.
So if you look at your...
Maybe November.
I don't have reports in front of me, but if you look at the budget to actuals starting in September... That's when we started slowing down spending any money on events, right?
Correct.
So is this number close to that? I mean, I have to go back and look.
Back and look at it, too.
I mean, if it's disparagingly different, then I made a mistake someplace. But I think from month to month it was.
So just so I'm clear, so the $9,000 from the next fiscal year, 2023-24,
yep.
We've got that spent.
So. No, we're going to go over that.
Oh, okay.
We're going to go over that in a minute.
Okay.
I'm just talking about the budget year that we're in right now.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Lisa's going to double check on that and get back to all of us, because that was going to be my question, too, just to make sure. It just seems unlikely that with our budgeting committees being so efficient and tight that we'd have that much left over, because we did quite a lot last year. It wasn't like a COVID year, right?
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I don't understand. I mean, I don't know how many bands there were. I can't remember.
We were not paying for that band.
Mm-hmm. Right, so that would add the money.
And all right. I think the other one we didn't pay, there was another band, Joe Martin's band.
Donated?
Yeah, we didn't pay for that one. So most of the bands we did were probably between $600 and $800, so maybe And we didn't lose money, I don't think, on my day or days.
Right. No, we broke even on most of the events. But anyway, we'll just go over that and make sure within the next month, because I know, you know, there's some people that want to, like, you know, Kathy, purchase some things for we want to use this budget, is it doesn't carry over. Right?
No,
correct.
So, correct.
So if it's there, we want to use it.
Yes. Correct.
Right. So Lisa's going to check into that for us.
Yes. Thank you, Lisa.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for Lisa? Okay. Dave, you don't look so tan.
I don't?
No. I just said. Not like you usually do.
Yeah, no, I didn't spend too much time in the sun.
No.
I come from the casino.
You go. You found a casino? Yeah, I did too. All right, so moving on to committee reports. We don't have anything on bylaws, correct? Budget? No. Dan, we went over with Tim, and he sent everybody an email about March 4th.
Right.
So everybody knows about, you know about that, Emma?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Who will be starting with this? Is there going to be a Zoom for that?
He's going to do a Zoom.
Yes. Yeah, Tim's going to do it. He's physically be at Corinne's, but yeah, he'll do Zoom because I'm going to be away too.
I just don't want to be away.
Phil and I will not be able to attend that meeting.
No, not at all.
No, okay. Not at all.
I was at the last meeting.
Yep.
With Tim and Corinne and Carl, I believe.
Yes.
And I have a lot of reservations coming up just because, you know, I'm hearing a lot of different figures for this thing. And I know that the association was concerned about the figures also. That, you know, they went from 350 to 125 to 150, then now they're back up to like 350 again. So I think before we bring anything to the association, we need concrete shit stuff.
Well, I'm assuming that, you know, that's part of why he's having these meetings, is to solidify some stuff before we do go to the membership. So are you going to be there, Laura? So Lori will bring that up.
Thank you.
Yeah, and he knows, Phil.
Yeah.
Tim knows, without a doubt, that he cannot go to the meeting with erroneous numbers. They have to be numbers from construction people. They have to be bids from three different construction companies. They cannot be numbers he's pulling out of his...
He is not pulling them out. Carl is pulling them out. And, well, you know, Carl, in the beginning, gave the 350 quote. That was the last, I don't know when that was. I remember Carl saying that the 350, that's when we had the big blow up at the pavilion, the meeting.
Right.
Then this last meeting that we had, he would, where Tim got to 125 or 150, I don't know. Because Carl, again, this is the second time I've seen Carl, and he's still at the 350 where he originally was in the beginning.
Listen, I told Tim, I said, listen, you have engineers, and they do what they do. You have construction people, and they do what they do. The reason why they both don't do the same thing is because they're separate jobs.
Right.
So the construction people have a better handle on what the cost is, and Carl knows what his cost is, but we can't use Carl's numbers. I mean, he might be in the ball field, but who knows?
Right.
He's not construction. Carl's not going to do the work. Right. So
I did ask Carl one time. I did ask Tim one time. I said, why is it that's always been Carl and no one else? Aren't there any other engineers? Because he's waffled around with this for quite a while now.
Yeah.
Regardless, it doesn't matter. The number cannot come from Carl. And Tim and I talked about this, and I said, you can't just throw erroneous numbers out. You need concrete numbers. You need to be able to... To show this.
You need the contractor to give us the price, and not one, but two or three contractors. To
right.
Give
Tim said that in the last meeting, so it sounds like he's up to snuff, like he knows what we need. In the last meeting, he said that that's what it would be. He would get the numbers from the construction people.
Okay.
I mean, this isn't a lot to formal bid once they figure out, and it looks like they're pretty close to figuring out what the scope of work is.
Right.
Once there's a scope of work, then it has to go out to bid, and, you know, the contractors will bid based on what DEB is required.
Right.
Right. I guess that the other issue is when is this going to be done? Is it going to be done in 23, 24, or 25?
Right.
That's another...
There's still moving pieces with that, Phil, so it's hard to tell
right. Like
when the approvals come and when they don't. So
right. From
what I understand, Tim was going to ask for a number from the construction people
yep. For
2023 and 2024.
Okay.
It's really hard to project a year out.
Right.
But so he was going to ask for numbers for both.
But again, right, I mean, here we go, because you're saying you're asking for numbers and it's hard to predict out, but we need to have something better than what we've been having, if you understand
agreed.
What I'm saying.
100%. 100%, yes.
I mean, even if they do come to us on, you know, with 2023 number, 2024 number, you take the 2023 to 2024, you figure that out, and if we have to push it out to the 2025, you add another, what, 10% or whatever the percentage is from 23 to 24.
Right.
I would assume. It should be close.
Right, and I think sooner than later we're going to find out where the timeline is actually going to be once
right.
he gets all the permitting and everything.
Right.
And so it sounds like we'll have a better grasp on the number to present to the membership that'll be from the construction companies.
Perfect.
Right. But sooner would be better.
Right.
Because this is a reassessment year. So everyone's values are going up.
Mm.
Hopefully that means that your mill rate goes down.
Right.
It all balances. But if we need to bump that mill rate by a point so that we can start getting money in the bank for this would be a good time to figure that out.
Right. Tim asked me today about money in the budget for the dam. So, and I know Corinne said that, I think it was her that had asked, or for the $15,000. So we have 2 years of $15,000. That is not money sitting in the bank. That is money sitting in the town's bank where we get reimbursed.
Right.
So we spend it, then we get reimbursed. So that'll be, if we get it again this year, that'll be $45,000 sitting there waiting.
We have the East Shore money.
We have the East Shore, which last I knew was $11,000. Maybe more came in, I don't know. And then we have the $10,000 that was originally put through, I think it was 2019, it might have been 2020, that the membership said yes to. And then, of course, he has his $29,500 for the permitting and the what have you. So right now, sitting in the bank and the town is like $46,000, I think, somewhere in there. And if we get the extra 15, I think it goes up to 60, somewhere around 61,000.
So competitive bids make a difference.
Right, right. So, and I think this budget year, I think we put 15,000 into capital reserves, which isn't designated for the dam. All the money that's been going into capital reserves isn't designated for the dam.
But it will be eventually, though, right, Laura, really? Isn't that what it's there for?
If we need to use it, that's what it'll be there for.
Yeah, what's in capital reserves?
Yeah.
100 and something?
I don't know, 30?
Something like that? I think it's something like that. So I think,
And reports were in the drive.
We can factor that in, yeah.
But yeah, so there's money in there,
right?
From what I've seen in the budget committee, everybody's taken that into account, and that's where all the money's been going,
right?
Towards the capital reserves for future dam,
right?
Projects at this point. So it sounds like at the March 4th meeting, we need to really try to solidify all these questions with Tim, right?
Yeah. And if we're in a position to get the bids out so that we can have final figures within 30 to 45 days, we should do that.
Right. Well, we'll see where he is
when
we meet with him on March 4th. We don't know, he did, his letter was updated, the one he sent out.
Right.
So you can tell he's making progress.
Mm-hmm. Knowing is better.
Yeah.
All right. Any more questions about the dam?
Nope.
Okay. So we're back to events. So Kathy sent us all this, or it's on the shared drive, I guess. The
the budget where we think there might be anywhere between, well, around $7,000 left from last year, and then $9,000 is this year's budget for events. And then I was a little confused. That's why I called you, Cap, and, yeah. And obviously other people are too. And I understand how you do a budget is you put down what you think things might cost. But when I added up everything that I know isn't going to cost, we still have like $65,000 or $7,000.
No way. No way. Really?
I can go through it with you if you want.
No, that's okay. But I find that hard to believe, but that's okay.
Kathy, in that 23-24 year, which would be after, you know, July 1st,
right.
anything for town meetings comes out of hospitality.
Town meetings? What's that?
The association meeting.
Oh, association meeting. Okay.
I think you put like 200 in.
I did. And
we don't use that anyway, but if we do, it would go in hospitality. And just an example, like the Rogue coffee truck, you had budgeted 500, which we don't pay anything for that.
Right.
So there was a lot of those things that I marked off for sure. And then there's still some pending things, I think, that were you working on these, Kathy? Like, what's the turtle's back?
The turtle's back is Corinne is looking to get them to come out instead of a place called Hope this year. It's a nature program about turtles.
Okay.
She's working on that.
Okay. We got something else I wanted to say about events, but I don't know. I lost it.
What are you guys doing July 8th? Because Kathy asked me to get.
Well, July 8th, I'm planning to do karaoke, right? Which you said you had a friend, Emily. Right?
Hold on a minute. I hit the wrong button. I'm so sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I have the information if you want the karaoke guy, but I'm confused because you and Cindy are working on things, so if you want the info, let me know.
Oh.
Well, as far as I know, Cindy did the bands, right, Cyn?
No, Don did.
Don.
That is what I wanted to say. To start back at events, that is what I wanted to say. I think we need one person. Doesn't have to be the event runner, but right. We need someone to coordinate the event. So I'm not, Kathy's not, you're not, like, people, like, one person to. And Don's willing to do it if no one else wants to.
I've been doing it. I mean, that's what I've been doing. I thought we talked about that last month. I mean, if Don wants to be the events coordinator, that's fine. If he wants to take it over, I have no problem with that. But
no, it's fine if you do, but we need to just tell everybody here that anything pertaining to events goes to you.
Right.
Not some to me, some to you. That's all I'm saying. Because it's been a little confusing, like this DJ thing, you know. So yes, you're going to continue, Kathy?
Yeah, I mean, I've been contacting people, everybody that has done anything from last year. I contacted them to see if they would do it for this year. And I've been working on some new things, and this is all phase one. Phase two is once I get everything set, I will reach out to people who can actually run these events, because I'm not running all these events.
I know.
Right. So that would be phase two, would actually get people to run the events. Yeah.
Right. And yeah. I did reserve Rogue Coffee, or what's it called, Rustic Streets, for July 15th.
Okay. I'll put that on there to go with your Brother Earl band.
Yeah.
So what's that going to cost? Do we know yet?
It doesn't cost anything.
No. They're one of the only food trucks that don't have an upfront cost.
Right, because I know, according to the contract last year, Rogue Coffee Truck does have an upfront cost.
Yeah, I didn't schedule them, though.
But I am, so. Oh. Yeah. It's on there.
Okay, so July 8th, what are you guys doing? Do you want the karaoke guy? I have his card.
Yeah, just send me the information and I'll get in touch with them. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But again, if we, you know, this is all contingent on people stepping up.
Correct.
to run the events. Correct. We are setting them up.
Correct.
We are not running them.
Correct.
If nobody runs this event, it's not going to happen.
Correct. Yeah, that's phase two. I'm still on phase one. I'm still on phase one.
Are you sending contracts, getting W-9s?
I'll figure all that out, Evelyn, when it comes to the time. Yeah, absolutely.
That'll be phase three.
We'll figure it out. There is one thing that there was a change from last year because we talked about it, and I talked to all the people in charge of the beach games, the carnival games, and the food. I've reached out to Dave Edgington as well. That we're going to try and do it on the Saturday before the association meeting, which is August 19th, so that there's more attendance. Because they felt last year that if you wait until the Saturday after the annual meeting, a lot of kids are already back in school mode, going home, they're not around. So that's a change in the calendar for this year. So, but Lake Hayward Days is still all the other stuff. The only thing I don't have anybody, Jeff Conway, to get back to me on the cakewalk, so I don't know if he's doing that.
He'll show up at the last minute, and he'll show up at the last minute.
Adult Craft Night, I scheduled three of those, which I will do, which I wanted to talk to you guys about. I reached out to Lisa, and she's unable to do it this year because of some stuff she's going through with her family and things like that. So,
what did she tell you?
Adult Craft Night.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something that I do in my business. Is that a conflict of interest for me to do this for the board, for the association?
No. Huh? Are you going to do you want to get paid for it, or are you going to do what Lisa did and get a donation?
No, I will charge people.
Pardon?
I will charge people a minimal fee. I won't leave it up to just donations.
Yeah, Lisa always bought her own stuff, which I didn't agree with.
Right.
I thought the association should pay for the items that she used.
Right. I understand what Lisa did, but my question is about what I want to do.
I don't see a conflict.
So that's, I don't know.
I don't think it's a conflict of interest. Would you really depend? Is it going to be a $50 event? Is it going to be
It would be like I would still charge the supplies to the association. I would charge everybody $10. When I do these craft classes for my business, I charge $25 a person.
So on your proposed budget that you just put adult craft $100, we'd have. I mean, I know this is just numbers, but it would have to obviously be a lot more than that that the association's gonna.
I don't think so, but I don't know. I don't think so.
How many craft knives would she do?
Three. And I think $100 would go for all three.
Okay.
But wait, you would take the $10 donation from each person? That would go to you?
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, I don't agree.
Well, because it's my business, so I'm getting paid for it. So that's why I'm asking you all.
But we can't have businesses run here, as we know, if somebody's going to bitch about that.
Every vendor that comes in is a business. So that's not a true statement, I don't think. But that was my question. Are people going to say, because I'm on the board, that that's a problem?
They might.
It might, yeah.
So.
I would guess yes.
So I just won't do any adult craft classes then, unless someone else wants to step forward and do them. I'll take those off the calendar.
Okay. We volunteer for these events. We don't get paid. And I understand it's your business. But as a board member and an association member, I'm not sure you should get
it. It's walking the line. It is.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I think if you're not on the board and you're an association member, that might have been a little bit different. But because you're a member of the board, that might become a one of contention for the membership.
No problem.
I would hope it wouldn't, but you know how this
works.
Right, well, that's why I'm asking. So,
yeah.
Again, you know, to me it was just an easy fix because this is something that I do and that I love doing. But yeah. I'll just take them off.
The kids moaning about folks painting their lawns.
We can get her to come in and run a craft class on how to paint your lawn.
Yeah.
What else? Is there anything else on the events calendar that anybody has a question about or anything? I don't think so.
No, I guess that I know Linda, since there's money left, at the end of last year she wanted to buy, she already spent her money and wanted to buy stuff for Kitty Parade and Doggy Parade, and she was out of money. So she wanted to spend this year's money.
Lisa wants to say something.
So I suggest you let her buy, because she starts July 1, budget ends June 3rd.
Sure.
Let her spend her money now.
She approached me, and she asked me what she had left, and I said, without having a full understanding of what the delineation is for each budget year, I said to her, I said, you know, I'm going to let you know what you spent in this current budget. I'm going to give her a list of what she spent.
She spent $350.
What's that?
I think she spent $350.
That's what she was allotted by Angela.
And
Angela asked for $500, she said she wanted to give her $350. I went and looked. I think she spent less than that, just so you know.
I did the reimbursement.
Okay, well, I don't know, did the reimbursement go to her or you?
It went to her.
So I've looked at that.
Yeah.
I've already looked at that. And I don't think it was. I'll look again. But anyway, I told her that she should come up with like some sort of a business proposal, not a real business plan, but a written document to come to. There's really, you know, there's unless you're the events person or whatever, she has to go with a written something to say what she wants to spend. In it, she should be very detailed because she used a lot of her own money last year to buy the candy and everything else. I said, so be very, very, very detailed. And if it was $500 and she wanted to keep her to $350, well, then she kept her to $350, but that's only because she wasn't very, very detailed about all the candy and whatnot she was buying out of her own pocket.
Right, so she just has to submit.
I told her to submit something that's, you know, whatever. I said, even if it means pre-buying, because she told me she wanted to buy pizza for the kids last year, she was told no. I said, well, then, you know what? If you have money, I'm going to tell you what you spent, and then put it on paper what you want to do. I said, the board can only say no, but they have to say no to what you're asking for, not being ambiguous.
Right.
So I'm going to work with her to come up with something.
Well, one of the problems with previous years with Linda is she spent her own money.
And then asked.
And there was no way to budget that for the next year,
right,
we didn't have proof of what she spent.
So that's why I was talking to her about it. We did dog talk.
We talked?
Yeah,
we talked.
So that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, that's a good way to handle it.
It's the first person I hear from when we lose power on Wildwood.
I know.
And then
she told me.
So if she just presents within the next couple months.
Yeah, what she wants to do.
What she wants to
do.
And
then,
you know.
But I'm going to have her be very, very detailed and fair to herself, because that's where she's losing it.
Right. What happened last year too is she was unavailable because she had surgery,
mm-hmm.
So she was unavailable for some of the kitty bingos, and I think maybe Phil was away, I don't know, but whoever took over just gave everything away.
Well, as long as she's
and wanted to buy more, and that's when we had to say, you can't keep doing this.
Right. So. All right. So she'll have to give us a request for X number of dollars, and we'll approve it or not. And it'll come out of last year's budget because we still have the money, as long as we're sure.
But if you're going to do this, like basic bingo, I think I said that you should buy the gift cards now.
Yeah.
I gave out.
Well, as soon as we determine exactly what we do have for sure.
Yes.
Which it probably is correct, but just for sure. And then you probably could help, like by saying, you know, go buy five gift cards. Is it bingo? Just because you have an idea, like I don't even know.
Yeah, I just did like $5 Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts. But I made the mistake last year of buying five because the guys did five rounds, and the last round two people won.
Yeah.
So I didn't have the gift cards.
Oops.
But Yeah. So first, we don't have anybody who's running Music Bingo, so at right. this point, we don't have to worry about it.
Correct.
You have the DJ.
Cindy.
Huh?
I've got a question for Phil. Phil, that fryer that we're looking at, is that money? Is that, we're talking about that same money left over from last year?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, we have Dave, we have like seven little over $725 to spend on kitchen.
All right.
You know, say I want to get the fry later, I want to get those chafing dishes.
Yeah. Okay.
And spoons and forks and all that, you know, the serving spoons and forks.
Right.
So as soon as you get back, you and I will get together, we'll just do it.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
The other thing that I wanted to bring up, you know, once we know what money is in place left for this year, is perhaps to purchase some card tables. I didn't know if people thought that was a good idea. I know some people were looking for them this year versus, you know, just always having all the long tables.
Yeah. Wouldn't hurt.
I don't care either way. I don't have a preference either way, except
using for my job.
Yeah, Mahjong, and set back in cribbage, you would have four people anyway, right, Dave?
Yeah. Well,
but I don't think, we have two city ones down there, right?
Yeah.
One,
so get rid of that, and I wouldn't get an abundance of them, but maybe three or four, you think? We have to store them, too, so.
Right, well, that's something I kind of said, because that was Phil's first concern, was where you're going to put them, and I said, well, when we get there in April, we'll go in, we'll look, and we'll see, you know, maybe where they can fit, and we'll get like six of them or something.
There's room in the event closet.
So.
That could be a last minute decision.
There's room in the event closet for four tables.
So I just wanted to pass that by the board now and see if everybody's on board for that, so when we do want to do it, we can just do it without having to talk about it again, depending upon the money that's in place.
How much do they cost? I have no idea.
They're like $100 a pop. I just looked on Amazon real quick. So
okay.
You know.
BJ carries them also.
Right. We could probably maybe just go to the store and get them. Right. Yep.
I'm fine either way. So we can pursue that, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Don't the Walmart ones. They're really crappy.
Anything else from me, Jen?
I don't think so. Trying to think if there's anything else on here that I had to have a question about or to let you know. Talked about Lacaire days. No, I think that's it.
Did anybody sign up for Fishing Derby?
Yep. Matt Planetta is going to do one. That's what I said to him. I reached out to him and, you know, he said, I don't know. And I said, you know, I said, you just do one, you know, just do one. It doesn't have to be eight, you know. Fishing derbies.
It used to be just one.
Yeah, I said just do one if you can swing it. So he did commit to doing a fishing derby on July 2nd. So,
and then for those, he just buys trophies, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually, as far as I know, but yeah.
I think that last year he had some left over or something, so he reused those, but...
Right, well, maybe he might want to do something different. Who knows? Buy a little prize for each butt or something. I don't know. I threw $200 on there, whatever, you know.
And what's Family Feud night?
That is not going to happen. That was going to be like in lieu of a kind of like a trivia type of a night. But I did talk to somebody who does do trivia nights. The Family Feud guy was $850, and I didn't want to pay that much. So I talked to someone who's going to do a trivia night, and I forgot what date I was looking at for that. Maybe July 1st. So that's kind of, I'm still in talks with him, and I just talked to a guy today who does the Military Whist, and that's a card game type of a thing. If nobody knows what that is, it's a lot of fun. Maybe July 29th, the night after the... The golf tournament. Is the golf tournament going forward on the 29th?
Well, we have to wait till the golf course opens.
Oh, right. So you did tell me that. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It ran late, but as soon as the course opens in March, him and Dave will figure out.
Okay.
Exactly. Usually it's available when we ask, right, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Yep.
And again, I can't stress enough that with this, my wife doing the events, she is not running any of the events.
I think you're preaching to the choir.
We know this. We know this.
I'm just telling everybody. You know, so, you know, if we have all this stuff on a calendar, if people don't come forward to run these things, it ain't happening this year.
Right. I'm hoping by the, for the spring packet, I'm hoping to put a whole thing in the events that says, these are events that has no one in charge of it running. Step forward by, you know, such and such a date. If not, we'll have to cancel these events. Simple as that. You know, or, and I will reach out to people I know as well. You know what I mean? So I think that goes a long way sometimes when you actually call someone up on the phone and say, hey, can you do this? You know?
So. You get a better response that way.
But sometimes I think you do, Dave. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
So.
Well, thanks, Kathy, for doing all of that.
Yeah, thanks for coordinating.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Anything else for Kathy for events?
I don't think so.
Okay. How about, do we have anything new with our geese?
Oh, yeah, they land in front of my house at 6:30 in the morning.
They love you.
They do love you. They know where I live. I've left this year.
They're challenging you.
They're just lucky it's too cold to put my remote control boat in the water. So they've been landing, but I don't think they've been staying. It's when they start spending the night that we have to start, I have to start watching for them. But once they start spending the night, they'll probably start pairing up. But the weather's been so weird. You know, it's warm, then it's cold, and then it gets warm again. So it'll all depend on the weather. I did go down to the beaches today. The fence down by the pavilion had been knocked over. I don't know if it was winged. I didn't see a lot of poop. I did go down to Second Beach. There was a lot of poop on the grass area between the parking lot and the fence.
Right.
So I don't know if they're coming down from the farms.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm watched for because there's the two pair on Second Beach that I usually see. I haven't seen them in weeks.
That's good.
Oh, it is good.
That's good.
Are the trail cameras showing anything yet?
The trail cameras. I took them down in the fall.
Oh, okay.
They weren't working well. That's why I was hoping to get the camera at the first pavilion, get access to the cameras there, but that cabinet is locked. I have to find a better place to put them because they really, they don't work more than 100 feet away. I haven't even put them up.
I watch them every night, Evelyn, coming in at sunset into the field. I've been watching them hundreds of the field.
I've heard that there's lots at Lotus.
Savitsky's field. But they seem to move on.
Yeah, I hear they've been hanging out a lot at Lotus Reservoir, so hopefully they're going to stay there.
We have a lot of ducks.
Yeah, I saw the ducks today. So, I'm going to be away for the next week and a half, so I'm not my farm. I'm going to have her come out and do a drive-by and check and see. This is nobody, you know, other than us, there's really nobody else here that's going to check on them.
Did you have a date for your Easter egg hunt yet?
We won't have that until they start pairing up. And even if they start pairing, I talked to her today, even if they start pairing up now and lay eggs, if it gets cold some night, the eggs are not going to be viable.
Yeah. Unless she stays on them. If she stays on them, they will.
Kind of early.
What are you, Mother Goose?
I know.
I had a farm.
It's early yet. You know, once we get to the end of March, beginning of April, then we can figure out when we can do.
Okay.
Maybe a nest hunt.
Maybe an email blast or something. Because it's going to be like kind of last minute.
It will be.
Right?
Well, yeah, maybe with a couple. Because once we start seeing them pairing up, we can find the nest.
Mm-hmm. I think that's such key. Because you did so well that first year when she addled the eggs.
Yeah, the problem was last year we didn't
find
the eggs. We didn't find the nest.
But that first year was really successful. Yeah.
and that you're showing me found too. I talked to somebody from the other side today who said they've been hanging out in that swamp area across from my house, which is where we found the nest last 3 years ago.
And they love you.
They know me. But it is $100 a nest, including replacing the eggs. So I have to verify that because we had that discussion.
Yes, we did.
The person I talked to on the other side of the lake informed me that he got a remote control boat. So if you know anybody that's lakefront, remote control boats, they don't like them. And it's a $50 investment to keep the geese off your property, unless you have a dog. I think that's it. Any questions?
Not so much a question. It's more of a, I think you said you're going away the next week and a half.
Yep.
And you're going to have them come by?
I'm going to have her come out like twice to check on them.
Why?
And I got my budget.
Why?
Because if we find 10, yes.
You need $1,000.
I need $1,000.
But she's not going to be looking.
And if I want her to harass them, I only have, I think, $2,500 left.
Right, so that's why I'm thinking, why would you have them? Why would you have them come out now? Waste to me, that's a waste because you're just looking, right? I guess.
Yeah, we got to start seeing if they start pairing up. Once they start pairing up, they'll start building a nest.
Okay.
So it's key to start. You know, I mean, like I said, I saw two groups of 50 each 2 weeks ago. The other morning, I saw that same two groups come in. It doesn't mean that they're going to stay here, but the ones that we get that come back every year, those ones that all those babies we had last year, that yes, some of them they're not going to be mature enough yet to mate. But we have to watch and see if they start pairing up.
Okay.
And when they start pairing up, that's when they find a nest. So I want to. I'm obsessed with these damn geese. I need to know if they're going to be here while I'm gone.
You want me to stroll by every couple of days, Evelyn?
My husband thinks I'm nuts. He won't do it.
You're not the only one. Sorry.
Yep.
Does that answer your question, Phil?
Bark at them and chase them into the lake.
Good.
I think of you.
Alright. I hear them.
Can we move on to lake quality?
Yes, move on.
I don't know if Corinne sent the email to everybody or just me, but Solitude gave her a contract to sign for their water treatment this year. And because we were unhappy with the treatment last year, and I guess they admitted that something failed, they're revising that contract to give us a better price. So we're waiting for that to come in.
As long as they do better work.
Right. Well, and they've done okay in the past. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they did last year, but
it had something to do with the rain.
Or yeah, something.
With rain.
So we're waiting on that to come in. And what was the other thing she said? She did apply for the $15,000 from the town.
For the lake.
For the lake.
The dam, I mean.
And asked for extra, actually. If they don't give it to the other lakes, she requested more than the $15,000. So we're waiting on that.
So was that for the dam or for the lake? Because lake quality, she only gets 50% of what her budget is. No matter what, so 15.
Well, there's money that's set aside for the three lakes.
Right.
And
but
so
she still only gets 50% of her budget. She won't get any more than that.
Well, and it's tapped out now as of, what, 2 years ago?
Well, that's
so that we can't get. I mean, she can ask for it, but we can't get what would normally have gone to the other lakes. We used to.
Right.
But now, it's whatever that money is divided equally between the three lakes. Okay. If they don't spend theirs, too bad, so sad, back into East Adam it goes.
No. It has to, they have to show a budget.
Right.
So if their budget's only $10,000, they're only getting $5,000.
Right. So but the extra money that was that whatever that pot is divided three ways,
yeah,
it does not come to us. She can ask for
right,
it.
Right.
Maybe they'll change their mind this year.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's all I know on lake quality. And I asked Corinne to come tonight, but it's her birthday, so
yeah.
So she declined.
I don't know if this is related.
Yeah.
But there's a dead beaver. I don't know if anyone.
Oh, again?
I saw.
Yeah.
I thought
yeah.
I took it.
Where?
It's gone. Yeah.
Yeah, on the cloud. So, way.
Aww. You mean like a Target?
Yeah, looked yeah. that way to
I
me.
I thought it was a dog at first. I actually stopped, and so did another guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
So the people that have been complaining about the beaver,
yeah.
it may be gone.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
It was big.
Yes, it was.
I thought it was a dog.
Wow.
Well,
I didn't see it.
I
yeah,
think I'm glad. I think I might have been trying to cross the road.
I'm glad I didn't see him.
Okay, well.
Lucky for us, too bad for him.
We're down a beaver.
Lake quality.
Okay, is that it on lake quality? Yeah. Nominating, we don't have to do.
Well, I would like to say that I've already put my feelers out. I'm talking to some people. So I will be asking, and I don't even know who they are this year. I know we have one vacancy was already vacated by Angela, but... There's three others.
It's
you up.
It's me, Cindy, and Hema. Me, Cindy, and Hema. Yeah.
So I will be asking the three of you, you know, when the season starts, what your intentions are, because I'm actively pursuing people now. And that's what they ask. They ask, well, is it going to be, right. you know, running, you know, the incumbent, or they ask.
Right.
So I will be asking that question. Something to think about.
Properties, Mr. Sabo?
The properties are still in hibernation. I think everything is good, and I should be waking up within the next 2 to 3 weeks and come out of my hibernation and start my rounds.
Okay. Any questions for Phil?
Can I put my kayaks out now?
No.
Pretty soon.
And I also did, I reached out to our landscaper because we do have to, I have to renegotiate our contract.
Yep.
Or put an addendum on it, whatever you want to call it, because we have that biodetention area. It's probably going to be close to about a grand a year between the cleanup and the mowing, roughly.
All
extra.
Right.
I have a question.
Everyone has a question.
On the calendar, it shows trash pickup twice a week.
Yep.
Is that being changed? I thought you were
not for the summer.
No. No.
It'll still be twice a week.
Twice a week this year, yep.
Okay. Phil, I do have something for you.
Shoot.
I know you want more. So the right of way, from Wildwood up to Longwood.
Yeah.
Take a look at that when you come out of hibernation. On the bottom, where the rebar goes through the railroad ties, the railroad ties are missing and the rebar is like sticking up. Mm. So just a thought. It's a little dangerous.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. I'll look at it.
I know. I didn't want to put more on your plate, but it's kind of a safety thing.
No. Anything that needs to be done, I'd rather know. I'd rather know and get it done.
Okay.
Thank you.
One more. Can I put one more thing on your list, Bill?
Shoot.
The bench at Dog Beach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Falling apart.
Okay.
I think we could just take it out.
Do you think we need a new one?
Can you price a new one? Could you price a new one?
People use it. I've seen people sitting there, so they do use it.
Yeah.
I'll take care of it.
I use it when I just put it on. All right. Yeah, get us a price on a new one. Okay, is that it for poor Phil?
Well, you said you're coming out of hibernation soon, so, you know.
Thank you, Phil.
Thanks for jump-starting me.
Do we have anything on technology?
I have been away. Sorry, but I have been looking into changing email addresses and passwords and so forth, so that we're all we never run into the issues that we just had, you know, with Angela and Ed and all that. So stay tuned. I'm back on the ship again. So
she's not in hibernation.
No, right. I'm coming out of hibernation.
Thanks, Lori.
Yep.
Water testing. I spoke with Lisa Long again this week, and she's still willing to do it. Are we still doing the same protocol? Once a week, two beaches?
Three beaches.
Okay. She asked me if anything changed, and I said, I don't think so. So
I think we all agree that it's,
yeah,
it's worth it to test. And
okay. That's what I told her. I wonder who... You got to check contract on that. Anything else? Other on committee reports? No? Okay. So moving on to old business, property encroachment I told you about. I'm not letting it go, believe me. And I don't want to swear at the guy, but come on. So anyway, I'm working on it. Newsletter. So Jeff Conway said that, I don't know how, he had 8 kids delivering last year, and 4 are not going to do it this year. So I'm at the point of saying to him, forget about it, even though I totally like the program for the kids. But I wanted to see what you all feel about that. He said he would put something in the news in the next email blast to see if he could get 4 kids. But
why does he need 8?
Well, because it's the way the routes have already always been set up, I guess.
Can he reroute them?
I don't know.
I mean, how many people are getting them now, right?
I'm sorry. What
was the last time you talked to him?
A couple days ago.
Okay. Because he called me about a week and a half ago, and I got the impression he wasn't going to do it this year.
That's not what he told Evelyn. It's not what he told me. But
okay.
You know what? You're right, Dave. Because I did get another message from him after that, and he said that he wasn't going to be around a lot this year, and he was asking a mother of one of the 4 kids to do it, and he keeps posted. So is it time to
pull the shoe?
It might be time to just pull the plug on it, yeah.
Well, I almost got back to him and said that, you know, come on, 4 kids out of all the kids here, and you know how people aren't going to answer him if he talks to them now when it's February, and then we're not going to know, and then we print all those newsletters. You know, and my kids, it was great for my kids, but if there's only 4 kids out of this whole lake that are interested, I think we should pull the plug.
I think that there are still people that might like to read a hard copy.
My husband is one.
But go down to the beach and get
it. I like it, too.
Put them in. Down to the beach. Would you go down to the beach and get a hard copy? I know there are people that just... I have a friend that still has a flip phone.
Right.
So he likes to get the hard copy.
Yeah. I'm with you, Evelyn.
But go to the beach and get... Put a few more...
Put them down at the first
page. Yes.
And if people want to get them, they can stop by and get one.
So,
kiosks at all 3 beaches.
Yeah.
Right. So put 10 in each or whatever.
We do. Right. Kathy puts them in there anyway.
No, I don't.
Oh, I thought it was you. Who was it?
Jeff must do it. I don't know who does it.
No, it wasn't Jeff.
Maybe one of the kids. Maybe one of the kids was putting them in
there. Yeah,
maybe.
So it involves somebody picking them up at the printer.
Right.
Somebody counting them. I don't know.
Again, who's gonna do it?
And we buy 8 shirts, which is only $80. Not a big deal, but
no, the shirts. I think
I should just tell them that we're gonna pull the plug for this.
If you don't have the kids, there's no sense in doing it.
Yeah, and I just don't trust that if he puts an email blast out next week,
right,
for kids, people are involved in right now sports and school, and they're not. I just don't think it's gonna work. So if that doesn't work, do we still print? We still print some newsletters, but probably like 75. He always ordered 275, which really, you know, it was crazy.
Like I said, I think we should put some in each kiosk.
Yeah.
And if we run out, then we start printing.
We can just print it from
there. We always budgeted. Well, I've been here for 100 to be printed.
Yeah.
So.
So are you in agreement with that, everybody on the board?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, as much as that. Agree, but yeah, it's time, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think last year there were quite a few people who said that they don't have the technology, they don't use blah blah blah, they wanted it delivered.
Perfect.
That's where Jeff said, okay, we'll try to get that done. And I'm sure once you say to them, it's not going to be delivered, there'll be people who will want it again. That's the issue that'll come up.
Not at the beach.
But do you think if we said they'll be available for you at the beach?
At the beach, right.
Yeah. That's fine. I mean, for myself, I'll just print a copy every week and have a hard copy of, you know, I'll print whatever we get emailed.
Right, Grandpa. That's what you do.
Thanks, Mother.
Yeah. Kathy, what's your feeling?
No, yeah, that's fine. I don't care either way. Whatever everybody wants. I mean, still, if you print them, someone still has to go get them and put them in the kiosk.
Yeah, we're still going to have to do that.
Still going to have to have someone in charge of doing that. So.
Yep. Okay, so let me just make a note.
Well, maybe that mother that he was talking to might be interested in picking them up and putting them in the kiosk.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I'll ask Jeff about that. So newsletter.
Newsletter. I talked to Wendy Wade, and she cannot do it. Putting together the newsletter.
Yep.
And I called a neighbor of mine who I thought would be very good at it, and they're not able to do it this year. But she said definitely next year if you still need someone. So there's that. So at this point, we still don't have anybody to do actually make a newsletter. So,
did you talk to Nicole?
No. Did you ever get the?
I gave her. I actually hand delivered her W-9 to fill out because she never filled one out for her to get her 1099, and she hasn't gotten that back to me.
And she hasn't gotten her payment.
No. So I'm going to ask her one more time before this budget ends. But once this budget ends, is she entitled to her stipend?
Mm-mm.
Not if she doesn't say W-9. I mean, I hand delivered it to her.
Let her know she's on.
Sure. Well, that's what I'm going to do one more time. I let her know that day. You were on the phone with me when I said, I need this back. You heard me say it to her.
So Evelyn's question was, have I talked to her? And the answer is no, because I don't want to.
Right. Right.
It was just more stress than it was worth last year.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. I don't care if I have to learn how to do it myself. I can't deal with that kind of stress of her.
Right.
But I do care. I don't want to do it myself.
Well, we can still try to look for someone. And,
yeah, I'm going to put my email blast.
Put that in the email blast. And, you know, if worse comes to worse, I mean.
No.
You know.
No.
It wouldn't be a big newsletter, but it would be like one page.
No.
No, Phil doesn't want to do it.
But,
yeah,
you know.
Saying the same thing. If worse comes to worse.
Worse comes to worse, and I know that knowing that next year my neighbor would do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't be like a forever thing. But
right.
We will see. I don't know. You know?
Right. Okay. So, spring packet. When are we sending it out?
Oh, I need to look that up, what we did last year, and I forgot. I'm sorry.
Usually, I think the end of the first week or beginning of the second week in April. Anyway, mid-April, is that good, do you think? Is that or the beginning of April?
Second week of April.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks for making that decision, because I don't know.
Connecticut Water says the water comes on or about April 15th.
Right.
Okay, so we'll coordinate with that. So second week of April, spring packet. Mike Trocci is going to do the spring packet.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
So
he'll get paid then.
What's the best way to get all that information to him without inundating him with constant emails from... why are you looking at me like that?
Well, that's what we did.
We have to email
our article to him and whoever, and they
format
that put it together.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't have to write everything. They
no, I understand. I just didn't know if we should all put them together in one and send them. But I guess it doesn't matter. We can.
I think we just need to email it to him, but he can request of us what format he wants it in, what's easiest for him. Let us know what type he wants, what typeface, what, you know, 12 point, 10 point, you know, what does he want, so he doesn't have to go in and fix all that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Does he want Garamond's 10 point? You know what I mean?
Kathy, isn't there already a standard put on the drive? I think you made it, right?
Mike Croce made it. That was his original, did when he was doing the newsletter. So I'm just asking if that's what he wants again for the spring packet. Maybe he's changed his mind. What's a deadline he wants it by?
That's what I did mine in, whatever you had on there. Yeah. I did mine in that.
Mike originally set up those were his requirements for a newsletter.
I'll just check with him and see what exactly he needs.
And a deadline for all of us. What's his deadline for us to have it into him?
And as far as the email blast that we're going to send out within the next week or so, is everybody going to send that to me, or
are you doing the email blast though?
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, I'll ask. I've only done it correctly once, but I have all the instructions, and I'll try it, and I'll ask Jason for his help if I can't do it. So
you need those waivers. The waivers for the email blast. Yeah. I need the waivers before we can do the nest hunt.
Mm-hmm. And then do you want to post a copy, like send a copy of the waiver out to the email?
Yeah, so she sent that. So do you want that sent separately, like tomorrow, or?
Well, I sent it a month ago.
I know, but I thought we were going to do it all together.
Do it again. People are funny.
No, it hasn't.
No, she sent it to me, but I didn't send it out because I thought we were just doing
one email blast, which is easier. Right. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not here for next week and a half anyway, so I can't do anything with them. So the sooner you can get it out so people can...
Mm-hmm. Well, even if it goes out twice.
I mean, well, a lot of people don't have the ability to sign electronically either. So they might have to put it in the mail or put it in my mailbox.
Okay, I'll work on that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else under new business? No? Everybody all set?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we'll see you on March 13th.
I'm making a motion that we adjourn.
I think we can make a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Bye.
Hey, later, Gators. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,